Hello, humans. Hello, humans. Thursday, January 1, 2026, 6:46 a.m. So you did it. You survived 2025. Lots of people didn't, so you can pat yourself on the back, feel satisfied with having made that transition. And now you're in 2026. So this is going to be a very interesting year. We will find that we're all cocooned in the chrysalis of chaos as we all go through our individual transformations. Okay? We're going to have chaos everywhere in every aspect of the social order. This is a very definitely the essential aspects of the breakdown in order to break through. So our social order is at a very key point, existential, and it's not has nothing to do with the nuclear war and all of that kind of stuff. It's a much deeper level of things going on. The chaotic aspect of the social order and the breakdown of all of our systems that are, you know, too long in the tooth, too old, too corrupt, too abused, et cetera, right? We're in that point where everything must transform. And so this is the year of the breakdown in order to have the breakthrough. So basically, 2026 is the breakdown and the emergence of what's going to appear. And in 2027, it'll be slightly reversed, where we'll have more breakthrough than breakdown. But in both years, it would be sort of averaged, right? And we're going to have breakdowns in all of our systems, everything from money to governance to the paradigm to understanding our reality, all of this kind of stuff. And it's going to be massive chaos and could be overwhelming. So this is the year not to pay too much attention. This is the year to cleave to yourself, right? To hold fast to who you are, and to build on that, because you're not going to be able to save the fucking society, right? You're not going to be able to do anything about it. If you put too much energy into it, it's just going to erode you. It's just going to corrode your focus and deprive you of energy because of the nature of the chaotic time we're going to be going through and the fact that it's so widespread. Okay, so this is the year that we're going to start off with the silver explosion. And it's not going to be like Bo Polny says. It's not going to be a wealth transfer. It's only a wealth transfer if you're holding silver. And his church, I don't know what the fuck he defines these things as, doesn't hold silver. And so all churches this year are going to go through a huge series of changes. So this year will be the concentration and the cocooning of us in the chaos. The chaos is just going to run rampant. It's going to go through all aspects of our social order. So it'll affect all the religions. It'll affect all the institutions. Everything will break down at some level because they're all interrelated and they're all tied to the Federal Reserve fiat currency, which is dying. Now, in my opinion, the Trumpitos will let it die, and they've got their own plans going, right? And we'll see the silver explosion, and it's an interesting dynamic, and I can see how Trump could use this dynamic to capture value and pay off all of the, quote, national debt to the fake money printers very easily, right? By allowing or by facilitating and taking advantage of the flow from the old financial system into the new mercantile system. And so this is the breakdown in order to break through. So we're going into a new kind of an environment. It's not going to replicate what has been in the past. This is the end of 2,600-year commodity cycle, more or less. And we're sliding into the new form of a mercantile economy. It will reflect and carry forward the themes of mercantilism that we had in the early parts of this nation, right? In the 1800s and so on. But it's not going to be so it will carry the theme, but it's not going to be in any way like that, because we have to evolve new forms, new models, right? We're breaking through, we're transforming. This is the beginning of a two-year process. 2026 will be more weighted towards the chaos and the breakdown. 2027 will be more weighted towards the breakthrough, but there still will be breakdowns and chaos in both of them. We'll still be going on with like the Somali investigations and trials in 2027. Maybe we'll get rid of them all and reduce the amount of time we have to fuck around in court, right? So the government may just declare that any immigrant that had committed a crime has de facto proven themselves not a legitimate immigrant. And therefore, they would just deport them, right? And just say, that's it, guys. Anyway, however, we're going to work through it all. It's going to be a major transformation in the social order. Lots and lots of Democrats are going to rip out their purple hair over all of this. And we're going to proceed with this step by step by step. But this is the year you need to hold fast, right? And so that's your motto for this year is, I am holding fast. I'm holding myself together during these next 2 years. I survived the pressure buildup. Now the pressure has been released and there's chaos everywhere. But I'm holding myself. I'm hold fast to myself, to my own goals, to my own progress, etc. And this is what's going to get us through, is that we're all aggregated into the collective social order, and we bring into that social order the qualities that we maintain. Thus, if you have a social order that's, based on inbred Somalis with extremely low IQ and a criminal and a violent bent, you get a criminal and violent society. And it's stupid as well. So this kind of stuff is going to be exposed. This year we will lose the illusions, all right? This is the year that your relatives will start saying, what the fuck? Their minds are going to be shattered, and you'll be able to savor the the irony of having to explain reality to them, all right? As it all crumbles, as their paradigm crumbles, you will be able to provide some level of a pointer to where they might find value, right, out of the chaos, find something for themselves. Bear in mind, we're going to be in this for 2 years. So the financial system is going to go to shit. It has to. We've got to go through these transformations. We have to break them down in order to break through. In order to break through to a sound money system, we have to begin with what is money, which is gold and silver. Yes, I do expect a one-to-one silver to gold ratio at some point in terms of denominated in Federal Reserve notes, okay? This is where we're going to have to start getting really confusing in our language, because from now on we have to say, I'm going to start either valuing everything in silver or gold, which is actual money, or start anticipating the constitutional dollar that will probably follow or emerge late this year and into next year. And so we'll have to do this in order to have a true evaluation. So you could be able to say that, well, Bitcoin is $180,000. Or, but that would be Federal Reserve notes, right? So we'll have to start differentiating. We'll have to say this, Bitcoin is valued now at 180,000 ferns. Federal Reserve notes, or you can buy a Bitcoin for 20,000 constitutional dollars, something along those lines. Or maybe we'll just value it all in silver and gold. And, it might get really funky in terms of saying, that new car is, X number of grams and grains of silver. But we're going to go through this transition. It'll be fine. There will be lots of suffering for the unwary, but they're going to suffer anyway. Suffering is an aspect of your own personality. There's always pain, but it's our personalities that make that pain into suffering. So it's my expectation that we'll be dealing with the financial stuff all through the year. It will dominate the early part of the year, these first 3 months, but it'll fade rapidly as we get into spring as the dominating aspect of things, right? Because again, we're going to be breaking down in all of these various different aspects of the social order. There's going to be arrests, there's going to be trials, there's going to be people freaking out, the media is going to freak out because a lot of those fuckers will be arrested. Mainstream media that had been lying to us for their bosses. And so then you'll see after those guys that are arrested, you know, I don't know media personalities, I never watch the shit, but just pick one, you know, one smarmy one, right? And when they arrest that fucker and stuff, he's going to start talking and singing. And you'll start hearing all kinds of things about, you know, how they have colluded and deliberately done this and that and the other thing. All for their masters. And it's going to keep going on and on and on. So we'll break down through the media. We'll break down through the financial system. We will break down through the governmental system. But it's not as you might think, because we're already in that process. And so the fraud aspect of the election system and the political system is breaking down. And this will allow us to emerge a new, more sound social order and approach to things. So this is the year that we're going to break through seeking value, right? So we're going to seek value in money. We're going to seek value wherever we can find it, because value for all of these last 40 or 80 years has been obscured by all of the lies and the deception and the disinformation being spewed out by everybody that was fueled by the fake money in the Federal Reserve with no limits on it ever since we got off the gold standard. And it has been propelled, so it's fueled by the fake money, but it was propelled by the intense need for the secrecy of the UFO stuff. Who knows how much of the graft and the corruption in our social order now is actually being used to generate money in order to keep the secrecy going. And also, if we look at it, it is the corruption in the social order in terms of the Somalis and their fake daycare centers and their fake adults daycare centers and all of that. That's a side effect of the Federal Reserve printing vast quantities of money and the criminal social order of the UFO suppression thing, right? So the banks started suppressing the price of silver back before the Federal Reserve was born. They've been holding on to this price suppression for 125 years. It's breaking down, and it's going to liberate the people as the people's money, silver, is returned to them. But we're in a real bind, okay? Because now, prior 125 years ago, silver was money. Now it's dual. It's not only money, it's also consumed in our electronics. And so this is the year that we'll transform silver. We'll take silver away from money, probably over these next 2 years, not 100% this year. And we'll take silver away from money and we'll turn it into an industrial commodity of very high value, right? And so at that point, at some point here in the next 2 years, I expect the government to do a couple of things, our government. So as of today, China isn't exporting silver. Pretty soon, India will announce that's the case, and then Indonesia and all these other countries. But sometime this year, I expect that the government in the United States, federal government, will declare silver to be critical and strategic, and they'll have a law that you can't, or a rule or policy, whatever the fuck, you can't export it, you can't take it out of the country, and you can sell it to another citizen, but you can't sell it to a corporation without government approval, right? Because they don't want you selling it. They won't want you selling it to a jewelry company when they need to have you sell it to a technology company. Or they'll have official government stores where you go in to sell your silver. You won't be buying it from them. It'll just be a place where you can convert your silver into constitutional dollars or Federal Reserve notes or Bitcoin or whatever, however they may set it up. But it'll be a big funnel to get all that silver into the hands of the technology where it needs to be applied. And so over these next 2 years, we'll lose silver as the people's money. And it'll just become part of our technological social order. By whatever means that they set up, right? Back in like 2007, 8 or something like that, in my data, it seemed to indicate that they actually went to the government actually went to the trouble of setting up storefronts for the purchase of silver, as well as other mechanisms, such as an arrangement with places like Brinks, you know, the hauling company, right? So you got it to sell it to us, you contact us online, we'll send somebody to fetch it, that sort of thing, right? And this is how they start getting it back into it. This is all part of the revealing the production, the breakthrough into our reverse engineered alien technology. And so that'll be coming out over these next 2 years. In the year of chaos here, this is going to be your year to hold fast to yourself and what is important to you, because the chaos is just going to be ballooning around beyond what you can imagine now. It's very nice, it's pleasant today, and it's going to get ever so much more dynamic as we go through each and every day in 2026. You know, it starts off with a bang, $100+ billion dumped into a failing bullion bank that had been part of the 125-year suppression of silver. So, going to get bigger than that as we go forward. This is not the peak of the year. This is going to be a very positive year emotionally for lots and lots and lots of USA citizens, because they'll see shit, right? They'll see arrests, they'll see trials, they'll see big deportations. Yeah, there's going to be riots. Yeah, there's going to be mass chaos and disruption and stuff. But in an overall sense, we're moving in a positive direction, and that's what will be perceived by the populace that counts, right? The Somalis don't count. The immigrants don't count. They're all on their way out. The United States is going to go to Fortress USA here probably in 2028 as a result of other forces that are going on, all right? 2026 will be the year of our breakthrough into an understanding in the general population that not only are we not alone, but there's another intelligent species living on this planet with us that does not walk among us. Maybe, I don't know. But they sure as fuck live on the bottom of the ocean, and they're doing shit down there. And we're going to run into issues with dealing with them and actually have to have public discussions about dealing with the other intelligent species that's on this planet. And what the fuck, guys? Were they here before us? Have they come later? You know, all of this kind of stuff. A lot of people are going to have a fun year this year because of the breakdown of the United States, quote, education system. It's really the schooling system. And the whole schooling system is going to go to shit. Just 100% drop off. Not only is it going to be money issues, because as the banks as the banks die, as the bullion banks die, and as we transfer over into a constitutional dollar and go through that chaos, all of these fuck-ass programs that are actually money laundering schemes are going to die, just like the NGOs. We don't have the money for that anymore. All that shit's going to die because of this transformation. That's really the pressure that's been brought on. That has uncovered all the fraud. Yeah, the fraud needed to be uncovered. It's been going on for years and years, but it is this deeper aspect of the poverty, the lack of purchasing value within the Federal Reserve note that's prompting all this, that's driving it all. And this transformation can't be stopped, and we're just at the very beginning of it. And this transformation is going to, as I say, affect all aspects of our social order where money is involved. The more money involved in it, the more the impact is going to hit. And one of the giant impacts will be on the, quote, on the education system. But the schools, the schooling system, the federal support, the money laundering, all of that is going to go tits up, because there won't be money for it, because it'll be in a exposed aspect. So in my opinion, we'll have citizen journalists start reporting on the all of the fakery in the education system, all of the graft, all of the corruption, and so on, beyond the daycare aspect of it, right, within the institutionalized schools. And that level of corruption is going to come out. And then you'll have all different kinds of reactions within the communities. There will be communities where the aspects of the corruption within the education, within the schooling system is so egregious that the citizens take over. They start throwing out the school boards. There's fights in the school board meetings, this kind of thing. School board members flee because they know they're about to be arrested, that kind of thing, leaving big gaps in the organization. And then we go off, right? We start transforming. We break through. So we can expect that kind of structure this year. We're going to break through in a lot of things. I'm anticipating a lot of the information to come out about the nature of our reality that is currently ignored or denied. So we should find out about all these fucking drones. We should find out about the chemtrails and all of this stuff over the course of these next 2 years. There will be a big dump of it over the course of this year, because that's going to contribute to our chaos. And it'll also come out as part of the breakdown of the financial system, right? Because as the financial system breaks down, you can't afford to bribe people because you're not able to create the fake money anymore. So all kinds of things start falling away. People, no longer worry about keeping your secret because you're not bribing them. So they tell your secret because maybe they can make some money off of it. Get a YouTube channel or something. Or even cover their ass and not end up going to jail because they're willing to sing about the crimes they committed on your behalf. And that's the kind of year we're getting into. It's going to be so much fun. As I say, it's going to be chaos. But in chaos, there is opportunity. So this year, you're going to, in hitting your holdfast goals, you need to keep your awareness, right? So we're going to have big swings up and down in silver. A lot of the weak hands will be shaken out because they'll see silver at a price of like $200 an ounce. They'll rush out and sell. Then there will be a big crash. The $200 will go down to $100, and they'll say, look, I got it at the top. They're all proud of themselves. And then 3 weeks later, silver is at $400. And they've turned their silver into $200 of Federal Reserve notes. Bear in mind, when you sell silver, what are you selling it for? What are you accepting in lieu of the silver, which is actual money? Well, you're accepting a piece of paper with a promissory note that is losing value from the instant you grab it. This is hyperinflation. This is what we're looking at. In these last few days, the value, the purchasing value of your Federal Reserve note has dropped by over 50%. You know this because you can measure it against real money, such as silver. And yes, there's a shortage in silver that's contributing to the rapidity of the price rise, but silver has been suppressed for over 125 years, so we do not know what the real Federal Reserve note price of silver should be, but I'm suspecting it should be well over $6,000 or $8,000 an ounce. Will it ever get there? No, I think the Federal Reserve will crash long before we get to that point. There are not enough Federal Reserve notes at that kind of a price for it to be an effective system. Right, it's hyper liquidity, and there's just too much sloshing around to be able to deal with it. So we've got to concentrate. We've got to get back to some realistic numbers and stuff. And this is the process, the crashing, and that's what will. That's where we're at now, and that's where we're going to be heading into the rest of this year. I expect it'll accelerate. I expect that the volatility will be huge. I expect that people will be taking money. I mean, like big players will take money when they crash silver. They'll take the currency and put it into Bitcoin and other cryptos, and then when the trend turns the other way, they'll sell the Bitcoin and the cryptos and then go buy silver. And back and forth. So we'll have this ratcheting effect between the cryptos and the precious metals. And then things are going to get weird later in the year as government starts getting really freaked out and starts getting involved. Now, as I was saying earlier, I'm not expecting the financial stuff to totally dominate the year. When we get to this time in 2027, when we get the first day in 2027 and we look back, I suspect that maybe a third of the population in the United States would label 2026 as the year of the Federal Reserve crash or something, right? Some big financial aspect would dominate their thinking about it. But I bet you about two-thirds of the populace is going to be thinking about other things. And I think that this, it's my opinion that this, the other things they'll be thinking about is the revealing, the disclosure, which we all know the aliens are here, but, you know, the government ignores it and that kind of stuff. So you could say, instead of disclosure, you could say that, you know, government coming clean, you know, getting their head out of their ass and stopping lying to us and letting, and just being factual about it all. And that, I think, is going to emerge as the dominant theme for 2026, right? For this year of holding fast and transformation. You're going to transform. Every aspect of your life will be transformed. Nothing, at the end of the year, nothing will be the same. You know, you'll still put your pants on one leg at a time, unless you're in an anti-gravity thing. But other than that, you know. Anyway, though, so there's another very interesting aspect of 2026, and that is the spooky woo part of things. Not space aliens, but something else. And it's difficult to describe at this point. The language is vague. It's building. It's been this way for years. And we're moving into, and it's an aspect of the paradigm shift, into the real understanding of how this reality is, that there's no grit and so on, right? That the grit is an illusion. So throughout this year, I'm expecting that we'll get people that will be sensing and feeling and otherwise perceiving, let's call it a presence, okay? So when you go do Zen meditation, the whole point of all meditation, but Zen meditation, sitting Zazen, the whole point is sharpening your awareness to the razor's edge. That's why that book was named that way, right? And you sharpen your awareness to the actual, you get it to that point. And then it become your awareness becomes a tool, a sensory apparatus. Your awareness at that stage defines your presence. So you can tell somebody who's a meditator, who really does it, right? There's all kinds of people that go through the ritual and they know all about the ritual of it, but it never really reaches and touches them. They just, they're still caught in the illusion and still existing within the illusion. But somebody that's had that particular personal breakthrough in their meditative practice has a different level of awareness. They have a different presence. You can, if you're astute and you're in a large room, you can feel them move into the room with lots of people there. You will see someone with presence and you'll sense them when they are self-centered and contained and within their own presence, right? And in, that word is also used within the Zazen meditative community to define this particular state of awareness. And it's like, how's your presence doing, right? You don't really talk about it that way, but it's an aspect of it. Now, here's the thing. A person who is aware is very acutely aware of everyone else that's aware, and you can sense the level of awareness that individuals have. Are they aware of their own presence, right? And it's a tricky, it's esoteric, it has nuance and flavors and stuff to it. And that's what we're going to get into this year, is this idea of a presence. I don't think it's involved with the aliens living on the bottom of the ocean or space aliens. I think this is something else. I think this is something a little bit spookier, a little bit wooier. It's not God. It's not Bo Polnay's great and terrible day of his, you know, synagogue of Satan dude Yahweh. It's not that. This is a I don't know. Maybe it's the there's a certain number of aware people on the planet, and once you get to a certain point, you start getting a different kind of humanity-wide mentition or something. I do not know what the underlying mechanisms are. It's not defined enough in what's going on here to be able to say at the moment. However, it does appear that there will be a, at some level within the social order, likely, as I say, by people that are aware, there will be an examination and some level of discussion of, let's put quotes around it, the presence. And it's the presence that doesn't need to announce itself, right? And it just shows up here. I don't think we're talking the demiurge. I don't think we're talking devils or any of that. I'm certain it's not demons or diamonds or any of these understandings. Bear in mind that 99.999% of the Gnostic understanding was crafted in the Kali Yuga. And if you look at how they did it, they conceive of supreme consciousness and then instantly fall into reductionism and the obscurity of the illusion. So everything thereafter, Sophia, all of that, is all a falling back into the Gritology. So they were influenced by the Jews and the rising of the Gritology paradigm when they crafted the idea of the Gnosis. And in my opinion, a lot of the Gnostic understanding, especially with their the structure of all the beings and all of this kind of stuff, is horseshit, and it's just getting in your way of getting into the event stream and dealing with the Pleroma itself, which they knew about, but then they started having to, as I say, do reductionism. Lots of minds are that way. But in any event, though, so we're going to get, like I say, a discussion of this presence. It's super vague at the moment. Hopefully it'll be somewhat more clarified as we go through the year, and I don't think it's human. It doesn't seem to be inimical, and it may just be like Three Eye Atlas. It may just be a visitor coming through to check us out. We'll see. It's going to be a great year, a huge year of transformation. We're going to get into some great changes and redefine ourselves. I don't think it gets any better than that, right? Because we'll be able to work on ourselves at a very deep level, and we'll have the paradigm to do it. So anyway, guys, hold fast to yourself and perfect your goals amidst the chaos, and sort of like, you know, choose the little bit of chaos that you want and cocoon yourself in it and let everybody else's chaos carry them along as you work on your own personal transformation. And I think it'll be a very good year. Very dynamic, very upsetting, very energetic, all kinds of energies involved, and quite chaotic. And remember, in chaos, there is opportunity.